This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Our conversations with Bernie Miklas are sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, and we do welcome Bernie Miklas onto the program for his weekly conversation here on Sports Open Line. Bernie, always appreciate you taking some time with us. How are you?
I'm doing good, Matt. Always great to be with you. And we look forward to doing a... When's our gas house gang tomorrow? Is it tomorrow or Friday?
I've got you Friday. I think you're with Wheeler tomorrow. Does that sound right?
Yeah, at noon. So we're looking forward to that the next couple days.
I need you to maybe walk me off the plank here, or maybe you're going to be right there with me. I am so incredibly frustrated about this Blues team. They lose that game 8-1. They come back. All they want to do is talk about line changes. Then they have a lead yesterday, and then they start playing tentative hockey for some unknown reason, and they give up 3 third-period goals. Like, I should not be this frustrated about a team this early on in the season when they're only 2 games under .500, yet here I am.
Well, they're trending so poorly, and they've had so many embarrassing losses. I mean, as you mentioned, a couple of 8-1 losses, but also just letting a 2-0 lead slip away last night going into the third period. And listen, Boston's a name brand, and much respect to them, but I was looking at their numbers today. That's not a real high-scoring team. It really isn't this year. And yet they give up 3 goals to the Bruins last night and lose that game. And I think, and I mentioned this when I was on with Kevin Wheeler and Dave Glover today, what has me frustrated and just flat out tired out, basically, is that this has been going on for years where we kind of, it's like the same narratives are repeated over and over and over again. You know, we got to play for each other. We got to play harder. We got to play 60 minutes. We got to play a full ice game. You know, we got to play hard in every zone. We need more intensity. We need to get the puck in deep. We need to, capture it, get it in deep, just keep getting in deep. And, then last night, in the third quarter, we kind of laid back, we sat back, we weren't aggressive, we didn't attack. And like the coach and 3 or 4 players said that over and over and over again. And like I mentioned earlier today, if you're behind the bench or you're one of the team leaders and you see that there's trouble brewing because you're not on the offensive and you are being too placid, you're not going on the attack, you're kind of sitting back and going into a shell, isn't that the reason why you have coaches? You say, hey, boys, time out here. Why are we laying back, man? We got to keep pressing the action here. We can't just sit back and kind of make it easy for them to come into our zone. We got to be more assertive. Like, isn't that what coaching's all about? And isn't that what leadership's all about? See, that's the thing with me. It just irritates me. I mean, I didn't expect them to be a great, great team this year. But it's sort of the same show. It's the same movie over and over and over again. And then you have to listen to the soundtrack after these games where they say the same stuff over and over and over again. And nobody fixes it.
I'm not a fire the coach guy. I'm not a hot take guy. That's not who I am. But I do wonder... When you've got a core group of players that got a Stanley Cup winning coach fired and the character is something that has been brought up over the last 2 years. I do wonder, is bringing up a minor league coach, and we've talked about it on the baseball side of things. Like, both of us have no issues with first year managers and things like that. But I do continue to wonder, was Drew Bannister the right guy to lead this kind of group based off maybe the character issues that might exist?
No, that's totally fair. I thought that Bannister, and I know you feel this way, I think he did enough to warrant a shot. I did think there was an expectation, or maybe anticipation's a better word, that, you know, Doug Armstrong was going to, in effect, let's face it, shop for something better if someone like Jim Montgomery, for example, became available, which he did not. And, you know, Armstrong would have gone to maybe a more established coach, but he wasn't too fired up about what he saw, evidently, and he thought that Bannister did a good enough job. But listen, you nailed it. If these players, and most of them are still here, if they were able to get Craig Berube fired, if I'm going to be cynical about it, because I'm like you, I don't want to see Bannister fired anytime early this season. But let me be cynical about it. If you can get the only coach in the history of the franchise to win a Stanley Cup, you can get him fired. Well, Drew Bannister, it's going to be really, 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 really easy to get him fired. You know, you don't even have to work at it, and that's the point. They're not working. But seriously, that's going to be an easy chore to get him fired after you get Craig Berube fired, right?
Yeah, no, you're I mean, the only thing going against it is time, because you're not going to fire a guy in his first month of the full-time job.
Right, and what bothers me, and listen, I know Robert Thomas is a really good player. I mean, you know, he's our best playmaker and all that, and he's really developed the last couple of years into a kind of a next-level guy. And listen, man, I'm not saying it was going to be easy without him, but I also don't want to hear that excuse, because they weren't exactly scoring a bunch of goals, and they weren't distinguishing themselves offensively when he was still in the lineup. Same with Philip Roberg, you know, although those two guys clearly give them a more capable offense. But the Blues' offense has just died. And there's really no reason for this. I mean, this Pavel Buchnevich playing center is maybe one of the worst ideas I've ever seen covering Blues hockey. And I love Buchnevich. He's just not a center, though, right? His scoring is dried up. He can't win faceoffs. He's out of position. To me, this seems like a really simple fix, even if you don't have an ideal set of centermen with Robert Thomas out. But how is sending Buchnevich out there to fail and to, like, lose, you know, 70%, 65% of the faceoffs, how's that helping the team? And then Kyrou, you just never know who's going to show up from night to night. Or even if he's playing well, you've got to hold your breath and say, well, he's going to make some dumb play, or he's going to turn it over any minute now. You know, you can't trust him entirely. I think he's been playing long enough to where he should have established more reliability, and you're not so nervous about him making some, like, rookie-like mistakes. Do you agree?
No, 100%. 100% agree with everything you just said. And it's going to be interesting to see what they look like when they come off this next road trip, because this is, I feel like they're at an intersection right now, and who knows where it's going to go. Want to get a little baseball with you before we get out of here. Sure. The reports are that the Phillies are looking to trade Alec Boehm. The Phillies have been connected to Alex Bregman, but there's going to obviously be a Nolan Arenado connection here. We've discussed the places where it makes sense for Arenado to end up, and the Phillies, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Astros, and then if the Dodgers were to do something crazy to make room for him, we've talked about them. But I think from a Cardinal standpoint, it is interesting that the Phillies evidently are not happy with Boehm and they're looking to upgrade.
Well, Boehm is an intriguing guy because he was 27 this past year, and I think he's got 25 and 26 left before he can become a free agent. And I'm looking at him. I mean, I know they got down on him, and I'm just sitting here without knowing the context of why they're down on him. But, I mean, he had an OPS plus last year of 117. That's pretty good. He slugged .448. That's pretty good. His on-base percentage was respectable. His batting average was .280. He's a guy that doesn't strike out a lot. He had 86 strikeouts, 15 homers, nearly 100 RBIs. I mean, that seems like a player that would fit into your lineup for a couple of years. But. The only drawback is if you truly want to see Nolan Gorman play third base, you truly want to see what's going to transpire there if you trade Arenado. Well, if you bring in Alec Bohm as part of that deal, hypothetically, well, then Nolan Gorman's not going to be given a long look or an extensive look at third base. It's just not going to happen. And meanwhile, they're all piled up with second basemen, as you know. Donovan, Sejacy, Weatherholt's going to be on the way soon. Of course, Gorman. So in the near currently and then in the near future, pretty near future, you know, you got like four second basemen, and I know Donovan can move around, but you're overloaded with second basemen. So that's one drawback of making a trade that would involve Arenado to the Phillies with Bohm in return. These things are fun to talk about, though. Don't get me wrong, but there's a little bit of a downside. It clogs up. You don't have third base open, and I think a lot of people were. One of the reasons to trade Arenado is you wanted to open it up to see if that's Gorman's destiny.
But it doesn't even have to be Bohm coming back. You could do a three-way deal. Bohm could just go somewhere else. I mean, if the Phillies go work out a deal for Arenado, they can go trade Bohm to whoever they want to trade him to. So, you know, I'm not for – and you know what? Maybe in a way, if it does turn into a three-way deal, you can find a way to get a little bit more for Arenado, because we know three-way deals, you can get creative in there where maybe you're receiving a prospect from that third team involved.
And I think, yeah, you're right, and that's such a great point about Bohm. He doesn't mean he's ticketed to St. Louis, and I'm being a little silly there assuming that, so thank you for that. But I think any Arenado deal is going to have to involve some money going the other way. I don't know how much. You know, it's basically $74 million left if you take away the $10 million that the Rockies will be paying, $5 million in each of the next 2 years. So $74 million, I mean, that's not a prohibitive amount, especially if the Cardinals are willing to pick up some of the tab on that. But that's obviously going to be one of the issues. The other issue is all these front offices, they're so much smarter now. They know how to identify age-related decline. They know exactly what to look for. They know they have all their internal metrics that they can look to. So how much reluctance will there be about Arenado's age-related decline? That's another question.
If Cardinals fans, I would argue, would be rooting for Arenado to go to the Phillies, because the Phillies love to spend money, Bernie. They love to throw money around. So if there's a team out there that's going to be more willing to take on that salary and you still get something good back for Arenado, it might just be the Phillies.
Yeah, and Alex Bregman makes a lot of money, too. I mean, it's not like $30 million a year. He's about, what's he, about $20 million or so? Maybe a little more than that. So there, that's another potential trade partner. Arenado, if he's going to resurrect his power, he'd get a big boost playing at Minute Maid Park. And the other thing is that financially, I'm not going to say it's like an even trade-off salary for salary, but it's in the ballpark. It's close.
You need to be subscribed to Bernie's YouTube channel. It's at The Bernie Show. So youtube.com/@TheBernieShow, the at sign, not A-T, at The Bernie Show. One or two videos being produced on a daily basis, 30, 35, 40 minutes, getting in-depth on great topics. You'll really enjoy it. And Bernie, of course, your appearances here on KMOX, always being brought to you by your friends over at Saliga.
Saliga Heating and Cooling, and I am proud to represent that wonderful family. You know, there's four generations of Saligas that have owned this business and operated it. Dan Saliga is the fourth, and he's upheld those high standards because, listen, I come from a family where my grandparents started their own business, and it was in the family a long, 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 long time, and all the kids worked there, the grandkids. And I tell you what, you pull up to my grandparents' business back in the day, and you see your big last name on the signs, or you see it on the truck, and it just means more to you. It really does, because you know you got to go in there and do a great job because your family name is on the business. And that same dynamic is in place with
this holiday. BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event: the Agile X3, engineered for any adventure; the plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence; and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
With Saliga Heating and Cooling, and of course, they're an independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. They've been serving this community since 1927. And the Saliga name does mean something because, again, they've established a wonderful business that's high standards. It's got a reputation for integrity, honesty, knowledge, professionalism. They will help you find cheaper solutions. They'll always play it straight with you. There's no fast talk. There's no hustle. 100% high grades, the highest grades for integrity. So they can do residential work, commercial work, all makes and models, repairs, updates. And they can install that new American Standard equipment if you need that, if it gets to that point where you need new equipment. They have American Standard for you. So one more time, you go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com to check out everything they have, SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com, all their services. You'll see the phone number there, but I'll give it to you, 314-481-7333. Thank you.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.